and then, okay, take it and bond it up in your arm, and then take one of the blades and wrap around it and tie it. Mm-hmm. That's what we call fodder. Mm-hmm. And then we'd stack that and let it dry, further dry, and then take it and go put it in the barn in certain places. But basically speaking, we cultivated more fodder than we did hay.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you had you mentioned the shed. What was the shed exactly? What did you keep in the shed?
Like wagons, mm-hmm. plow tools, mm-hmm. and now when I said a shed, I'm talking about that area that is a cover for something. Mm-hmm. And underneath it, you'd keep like wagons or plow tools and so on. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a special place for keeping your wood?
No, we kept ours on the back porch. Is all we talk about wood pile.
Mm-hmm. You never had a wood house or wood shed. What about a place? Well, nowadays, where you turn your cows out to graze, you call that a.
All right, now, you see here again, I'm telling you what I knew mm-hmm. in my experiences. Then we didn't have a pasture. Mm-hmm. We had open range. Mm-hmm. And the few cows that we had, we either had them in the field. And what I'm talking about now, have you turned the cows in the field yet? Mm-hmm. That was in the area that we had cultivated. Mm-hmm. See, it was, the corn had been gathered. Mm-hmm. And then, have you turned the cows in the field? Okay, we put them in the field. That's where we had cultivated. But up to that time, we had turned them in the woods. Mm-hmm. That was out on the open range.
Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to make a piece of land real fertile? Did you? You might fence it in and put the cows in there.
That's right.
What was that called?
Manure.
What was the fenced in place called?
Cow pen. Now let me tell you what, clear that. We didn't do that. Now what we did, we had what we call a cow pen. See, these cows were in the open range, and they were still gentle enough that when they come up, they knew where to go. Mm-hmm. They went into this, what we call a cow pen. It was a large area that was fenced off. Mm-hmm. But as far as to make the ground fertile, it wasn't primarily for that. It was just a place to contain these cattle. But then, there'd be certain times that we would fence off a small portion of this and put a garden, you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because we knew it was much further.
What would you, say if you planted a big area, maybe corn, and call that a field, but what if you had a smaller?
Patch.
What would grow in a patch now?
Peas.
A piece?
Peas.
Peas.
And, say cotton. Now listen, you talk to a small farmer here. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, all right, we had, I don't even remember now how many acres was in. See, my grandmother and my aunt and myself, mm-hmm. well, okay, we couldn't farm, you see this, but we had an uncle, my mother's brother. Well, he lived over on this same property. Mm-hmm. See, I'm talking about 100 and something acres, I think. Well, he lived over, and he would farm this land. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, she was working, and she would furnish the guano and the seed and so on, and he would do all the plowing, and then he would give her meal and meat when the hogs was killed. So he was actually providing food in a way for two families, his mm-hmm. and ours at first time, see.
You say she would furnish the what?
We call it guano then. We didn't call it fertilizer. Guano. G-U-A-N-O. Guano.
Never heard that word.
Yeah. That's just like today you buy fertilizer in the bag. They used to call it guano. It was on the bag. G-U-A-N-O. I bet it's in there. Uh-huh.